Hampton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Hampton's 107.8 Tone FM, and welcome to the Baby and Toddler Show at the Castle School Sports Centre, recorded on Sunday the 2nd of September. I'm Darren Daly. Over the next hour or so, we'll take a look and find out a bit more about what's available in and around Taunton if you have a toddler. First of all, let's speak to the organiser, Nikki, from Little Monsters Pre-Loved. Nikki, first of all, a very good year for you so far, because you were a Taunton Dean Business Awards winner.
Yes, I was. It's been a great year so far.
Tell me about Little Monsters Pre-Loved.
So Little Monsters, we usually organise baby and children's nearly new sales. Today we are organising a mother, baby and toddler show, and it's an opportunity for people to come and find out what's available for their little ones.
You've got customers coming in, so I'll just stand aside for 2 seconds. So what kind of things are on show today?
So we've got all the local businesses that are showcasing their baby groups, their classes, anything from sign language, baby sensory, toddler sense, baby massage, absolutely everything that people could want from baby to toddler and take their children along to.
Okay, you've got more customers coming in, so I'm going to step aside and go for a wander around. And over the next hour or so, we're going to find out more about some of the options available to you if you are a mother, as Nikki's just said, toddler groups, toys, games, that kind of thing. We'll find out more over the coming hour here on the Mother and Toddler Baby Show here on Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8, Tone FM.
Met you on a beach in Barcelona. Spent the whole night talking till the sun came up. Had me feeling like I'd always known you. And I knew I'd never get enough. You were heading back to California. I was kinda hoping you would miss your flight. Never thought that I'd be waiting for you. Now I'm counting down the days and nights. No, I can't stop thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. Can't stop thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. Barcelona.
need you now. I need you. Barcelona, spent the whole night talking till the sun came up. Had me feeling like I'd always known ya, and I knew I'd never get enough. No, I can't stop thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. Can't stop thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. You know.
Taunton's 107.8, Tone FM, out and about today at the Baby and Toddler, Mother and Toddler Show. Out and about today at the Mother and Toddler Show at the 1610 Sports Centre at Castle School, recorded on the 2nd of September. One of the sponsors is Aquasplash Tot, and I know all about these guys because these are the ones that taught my kids to swim. Wendy, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good.
Good. Just to let you know, the kids are fine, they're still swimming, and they're a bit mad for it now.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's good news. That's good news.
And you know, I have to say, a lot of that and a lot of their confidence is down to what you did for them.
Well, we try to create a relaxing atmosphere with lots of fun. We include lots of games, lots of songs, you know, but there's also a lot of safety aspect to learning to swim as well. So right from an early age, we're teaching them learn to swim skills that they it just becomes normal and natural to them as they get older. So they love the water, they get, you know, get a lot of more water confidence. And yeah, so they learn to love the water from a young age.
How important is it for a youngster to learn to swim from a very early age?
I mean, obviously there's a safety aspect, you know, but it also encourages a lot of, you know, baby and toddler development. So there's a lot of movement that babies can do in the water. They feel a lot freer in the water, which they can't do on land. So we do activities in the water to try and promote, like crawling and walking and turning and rolling and back floating and all those sort of things, building core muscle strength and all that sort of thing. So when they're out of the pool, they can actually help them with their ability to learn to walk and crawl and do all those sort of things a lot earlier.
Now, having had my kids taught by you guys, I can certainly vouch for what you do and how you do it. I probably wasn't so lucky when I was a youngster, even though I've been swimming since I was a real kid. My mum and dad literally taught me by throwing me in the water, and that was it. And I went under straight away and that kind of thing. Obviously, there was somebody in the pool with me.
Yeah.
Is that probably not the most politically correct way to do this?
No, I mean, you know, all of our teachers, we have a lot of training, a lot of ongoing training. You know, we believe in like the kind of the birthlight approach, so very natural. We only put little ones under the water if they're happy to go under the water. So we're looking for cues all the time. You know, we're looking for them to copy us, so we go under the water. Some of them like voluntarily put their face under the water. You know, from a young age, but we never force a child to go under the water because that can create sort of anxiety and like a bit of a fear of the water.
It might put them off in the future because they would remember as a kid of that harrowing experience they had being in the water. But I think it's also important to let people know that the kids mostly, from my experience, they don't mind it. When you know, that first time when you said, okay, we're going to put them underwater, the fear that goes through parents, you know, when they know they've got to duck them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's a lot of a build up before we actually put them under the water. You know, and we do a lot of preparation for it. So, you know, we wouldn't expect you to come along to one of our classes and, you know, okay, you know, and we're going to put them under the water now. There'll be a lot of build up and a lot of preparation. And if you didn't want to put your little one under the water, you don't absolutely have to put your little one under the water.
So you wouldn't recommend my parents' way of going about teaching swimming then, clearly.
I know, we do get quite a few grandparents in the pool, which we maybe have to re-educate sometimes. But yeah, it's lovely. We have grandparents, uncles, aunties, mummies and daddies swimming with our little ones every week. So.
And you do the photo sessions underwater as well. Then they're very good because the photos that come out of that are real lifelong photos, aren't they?
Yeah, we do underwater photo shoots twice a year. It's something that if you want to do, it's a lovely experience to do with your little one. You know, you get some great shots of you and your little one under the water, or you know, you get that Nirvana shot of your little one under the water.
The world famous Nirvana shot, eh?
But you know, only if your little one's happy to do so, and if it's something you want to do. So.
And whereabouts do Aquasplash Tots do their swimming teaching?
Okay, well we've been swimming at Musgrove Park Hospital, the hydrotherapy pool there for about 6 years.
It's like a bath. It's like a giant bath. It's lovely.
I know.
I never want to get out when I'm in there.
It's 35 degrees, so it certainly feels like a bath. And we also swim out of the Brainwave Centre just off Junction 24 near Bridgewater. Again, a hydrotherapy pool, so again 34-35 degrees. And recently we're just opening up classes at Millfield House near Kingston St Mary in Taunton on a Monday and on a Wednesday morning.
And if anybody would like to find out more about Aquasplash Tots and Aquasensory, how would they go about it?
We have a Facebook page, so most people are on Facebook nowadays. Please like our page. There's lots of information on there. Or you can contact the office, Laura. And the number is 07742 816 145.
Wendy, have the rest of a great day. And thank you very much for being a big sponsor of this wonderful show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's Taunton's 107.8, Tone FM, and we're at the Mother and Toddler Baby Show. I keep forgetting. I'll get it right one day. The Mother and Toddler Baby Show. And we're going to talk to some more of those showcasing their products over the next 10, 15 minutes here on Tone FM.
But he's plain ugly to me, and I wonder.
Taunton's 107.8, Tone FM.
I don't question how the world works when it's working out for me. I'm in love with someone beautiful, so wonderful you won't believe. Don't ask me when our worlds collided, roll the dice and see. I know what I believe. Oh, I love just because you're mine, just because I feel, just because it's real, just because it hurts, just because it works, just because when I hear anybody ask me why it does, I say just because. I found my love beside a southern girl. She found a love beside of me. Summer days, she wears a sundress, never looking better. I'm hitting way out of my league. When I fell for her, oh, I tried to hide it, couldn't fight it. Now I know that she believes. Oh, I love just because you're mine, just because I feel, just because it's real, just because it hurts, just because it works, just because. I feel just because it's real, just because it hurts, just because it works, just because. And when I hear anybody ask me why it does, I say just because you're mine, just because I feel, just because it's real, just because it hurts, just because it works, just because. I say just because. I say just because.
Taunton's 107.8, Tone FM. I'm Darren Daly, and we're at the Mother and Toddler Baby Show at the 1610 Castle School Sports Centre, recorded on the 2nd of September. I'm with Lisa from Tops Days Nurseries. Now, you're based at Musgrove, aren't you?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Okay, tell me about Tops Days Nurseries.
Okay, so we are open 5 days a week. We open at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we close at 8 o'clock in the evening, and we're there for childcare.
It's a long old day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Of course, it's important these days because more and more people are choosing to go back to work earlier after having a baby, aren't they?
They are, yes. And we're based at the hospital as well, so we're there to sort of fit round the staff shifts.
Quite a good central location. So anybody that's listening to this that may work at the hospital or have connections with the hospital, they will probably find it very useful to have you there.
Yes, definitely. We're based on site, so you know that you're not too far away from your children.
Tell me about some of the stuff that goes on at the nursery.
So we have, we cater from babies from 3 months, and we also have a holiday club, so we take children up to 11 years. We have lots of different activities going on throughout the day based on the children's interests. We also do other activities like cooking school, forest school, football academy, so lots of different things based around what the children really enjoy.
I particularly love the forest school thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good idea. One of the first things that my son was taught when he went to nursery for the first time at, like, well, 9 or 10 months old, was in a forest school. They were showing the kids how to make fires.
Yes.
Which I thought was brilliant.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, they use tools and make fires and really get down to basics and back to nature, which is lovely.
But doing it safely as well.
Yes, definitely. Yes, yeah, under supervision and showing the children the correct way to use different tools. And
And how important is it for a parent of a new child to get them into nursery as soon as possible?
It's really important that you get your child into nursery as soon as possible for your own peace of mind, so you know that it's sorted. We can get them settled in before you start back at work. You can come and do settling in sessions and really get to know us as well as the child getting to know us. So
because you become part of the family, really, don't
definitely,
you?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. We're with your child and we really get to know you and your child as well. And like you say, it becomes a family.
It's funny, I've just seen somebody walking through the door that my son was taught by when he was at nursery, and the first thing she said to me, oh, how's Alfie, how's Alfie? And this was, I mean, he left nursery, 3 years ago, 3.5, 4 years ago?
Yeah, it's lovely. You often recognise the parents. The children change so much, but you often recognise the parents, so it's lovely to see them as they get older. Because we do the holiday club as well, the children often come back in the holidays, so we still get to see them as they're growing up, which is lovely. It's really nice.
Okay, so if anybody wants more information about Top Stays Nurseries, how can they find you?
I've got a website, so Top Stay Nurseries, if you search for us online, or our phone number is 01823 342038.
Excellent, thanks very much. Have a good show today.
Thank you.
It's Tone FM, we're out and about, and we're at the 1610 Sports Centre at Castle School for the Baby and Toddler Show. I'm Darren Daly. Let's continue with some more music, and we'll chat to some more of those exhibiting today inside the next 10 minutes. We'll be right back.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
I know I've given up 100 times before, but I know a miracle is not something to ignore. You take me for a fool. You take me for.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. We're at the Mother and Baby Toddler Show at the Castle School Sports Centre. Show recorded on Sunday, the 2nd of September. And the whole idea of this show is for mothers and babies to come down and see what's available to them. I would like to speak to Jane. Hello, Jane.
Hi, morning.
Jane is from Keeper Beat. Who are Keeper Beat and what do you do?
Keeper Beat, we're a company that specialises in teaching paediatric first aid to parents. So skills that you need in an emergency. So those skills that we can teach you, which are really very quite basic skills, they can make a massive amount of difference in the first few minutes of any emergency. We teach in two ways. We do teach at venues, and we've got venues all over Devon and in Taunton. And also, if you can get a group of a minimum of six people together, we'll come to you in your own home and teach there. And the idea of that is that if you've got family members that are involved in the care of your child, granny, granddad, auntie, uncle, regular babysitter, then they can all come together in one group and be trained all at one time. And we're very passionate that everybody should learn these skills. They're really, really important.
I have to agree with you on this because, having got two kids myself, as a parent, when that slight moment of fear kicks in because the baby's coughing a bit too much, or maybe, and we had an incident, I'll tell you about this very quickly. We had an incident whereby my son we noticed some blood on the bed sheets, and we thought, oh my God, what's happened there? And this is in the middle of the night. Anyway, it turned out because he was breastfeeding at the time, a very sore nipple created the blood. But we had him rushed down to Musgrove, and we were in there. And it turned out that that's all it was. But it's that fear and the not knowing.
Not knowing
what to do. So something like this could have actually helped us in that situation.
Absolutely, yeah. And we just do a two-hour session. We cover baby CPR, child CPR, and also we do the choking sequence for baby and child, which is we have a lot of parents come to us around about weaning time because it can be a bit of a scary time. And we also talk about meningitis awareness, talk about croup temperatures. So we cover quite a lot in our 2 hours. And that's
I was going to say, the meningitis thing, you see a spot on a baby somewhere, and I've done exactly the same thing. You see a spot on their baby's chest, you think, oh my God, meningitis, what do you do?
Yeah. It's quite scary.
What are the most common things that parents, new parents, panic about when they've got a newborn?
I would say, it's kind of temperature. Is the baby too hot? Is the baby too cold? Feeding is another one because, sometimes newborn babies, the milk can go down the wrong way. And in that case, the baby doesn't know what to do. Baby will stop breathing. So the what you need to do is blow in their face, which shocks them into taking the breath, and then they sort it all out. So
see, it's simple, basic things like that, that in that moment of fear, you would just lose all capability of even thinking about it.
Yeah.
But to have these little bits of information that Keep a Beat would obviously train you for, it's definitely worthwhile having, isn't it?
It's peace of mind. I mean, in any situation with your child, you're going to panic anyway, but it's knowing that and it's in your head and you're clicking with it, yeah.
So if anybody wants to know more details about you and how you can help them, give us some details.
Right, so you can contact me on devonandtaunton@keepabeat.co.uk. Or visit my Facebook page, all the details are on there. We have several venues coming up through September and October. And please sign up, £20 per person. It's not a lot and it is peace of mind.
Excellent. Jane, thanks very much for talking
Thank
to us today.
Thank you very much.
And enjoy the rest of your show.
I will do, thank you.
Definitely, for me, one of those really important things as a parent that you perhaps would benefit from paying £20, which is not a lot really, it's a couple of bottles of wine, and you probably wouldn't think twice about getting a bottle of wine or two over the course of a month, but definitely one to have a look at. Jane can speak to you, she's in keepabeat.co.uk. This is Tone FM, it's the Mother and Baby Toddler Show. I'm Darren Daly, and we'll be back to speak more with the Creation Station in just a moment.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't need control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop that.
107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8, Tone FM. We're at the Mother and Baby Toddler Show at the 1610 Sports Centre next to Castle School, recorded on the 2nd of September. I'm with Jana Tratt from the Creation Station. Did I get your name right there?
You did, yes. Oh, Jana Tratt, that's correct.
Excellent. What I love about the Creation Station is the colour, the branding and everything, which just draws you in straight away. But first of all, tell me about the Creation Station.
Okay, the Creation Station is a creative arts and crafts company. We are really passionate about inspiring children to release their creative potential. Right from very young age, we cater for children right from birth, doing sessions that mums can bring their babies along to, right up to adult sessions as well that I do once a month, which gets loads of people involved in.
It's very colourful. Tell us about some of the things that you would do.
Okay, so for toddlers, there's always a lot of paint and a lot of mess involved, which they really enjoy. They get it right for, you know, they get it in their hair, they get it absolutely everywhere, but the paint is washable and they wear protective clothes. And every session they get to make something and take it home. So they have that keepsake at home, which is really nice.
Would you have your events at a venue, or would you come to some of the kids for their parties, for example?
I do parties, so I can go to people's houses or if they rent out a village hall or something. And my regular classes I do at Norton Fitzwarren Village Hall, and the adult sessions I do are in the Cozy Club.
And what is it that the kids love about this most of all? Would you say it's the mess?
Yes, definitely the mess, but also being allowed to do stuff that they're not allowed to do at home. They're allowed to mix Play-Doh colours, so they can make whatever colour
I love
like.
Play-Doh. My 2-year-old daughter has just discovered Play-Doh.
Okay.
I love the smell of it.
Yeah, I really love the smell of it as well. So they really like that they can get to mix colours, that they also just get, with the paint, they can just spread it everywhere. You know, they're not confined to a small space. We use glitter. They can spread that everywhere as well, because I clean up the mess and the parents don't have to.
Oh, my goodness me. That's a proper way of getting somebody to do all the work for
yeah,
the kids.
Exactly.
And you come and clean the mess up.
Exactly,
better.
Yeah.
How important is it for youngsters to get involved in something like this at an early age?
I think it's really important. They say that the jobs of the future are going to require creative skills an awful lot more than they do at the moment. And creativity is being cut in schools. So many schools are having their art budget cut. Many, even large primary schools, don't have an art department. They don't have a regular art teacher. I also do an after-school club. So that older, primary school children can also learn and do creative arts with me.
I was dreadful at art. Absolutely.
Nobody's dreadful.
Absolutely.
Nobody's dreadful at art.
Oh, I was.
Well, afterwards you can do some painting, okay?
Yeah, brilliant. Okay. Right, Jana, tell me about how anybody listening at the moment can get in touch with you, what your website address is and everything.
Okay, it's www.thecreationstation.co.uk/Taunton. It's got lots of details on there. Also, follow me on Facebook. That's where I do lots of updates because quite often things are only booked a few weeks in advance. So it's a really good way to keep updated with what I'm doing.
And could you just remind me, lastly, where your classes are in and around Taunton?
Okay, so I do a toddler class on a Tuesday morning in Norton Fitzwarren. I do holiday classes on a Tuesday morning in Norton Fitzwarren from 2 to 11-year-olds. I do an after-school club at King's Hall School, but that's only for the children at the school. And I do adult sessions in the Cozy Club on the first Wednesday of the month.
Fact you're going to the Cozy Club.
I know, it's a brilliant venue.
What does the adult sessions involve then?
Well, we make all sorts of things. We usually make two different things each session. We've done wine glass painting, we've done mosaic coaster making, have done mandala painting, which has been really successful. So yeah, we cover a wide range of things, and the good thing is I bring all the materials, all the ideas, so if you think that you're not good at art, come along and come along and you will make something really good, and you will be proud of it.
And we can have a glass of wine at the same time.
And you can have a glass of wine.
I love the sound of that.
Yes, everybody gets a glass of Prosecco as well. Oh. That always helps the creative juices.
I was just about to say, that would help. That would really help. Jana, it's been great to speak to you
today.
Yeah,
and you too.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Jana Chart from the Creation Station, Inspiring Imagination. It's Tone FM, and we're out and about today at the Mother and Baby Toddler Show, recorded on the 2nd of September. This is Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8, Tone FM.